Hello, and welcome to Meeple Night, a podcast about board games, past, present, and future, and the stories behind them. In today's episode, we will discuss our Shelf of Shame. I'm your host, Andrew Caprell, and here's my co-host, Josh Knight.
Good evening, everyone. Well, I guess the first thing for this podcast, so this episode is titled A Podcast Gains Shame. And you mentioned Shelf of Shame. So I think the first thing you got to preface is, what the heck is a Shelf of Shame?
Oh, yeah. It's a good point. So a Shelf of Shame, kind of, I guess, a jargon term in the board game hobby. To me, I guess I don't really know the length of time, but it's a game that's been sitting on my shelf for a long time. And it's been staring at me in the big hairy eyeballs and saying, hey, man. How come you ain't playing me? Or maybe it's like, hey man, how come I'm not getting played? I don't know what kind of voice it has. Depends on the game.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I agree, the game that's been there a while, it's almost one of those, it's a game that keeps getting overlooked. Yeah. So you play the new hot game or you play something else, you play an old favorite and you keep forgetting to play this one. It's like, I've learned the rules, I've done something, and you just don't play it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, mine is usually I haven't even learned the rules yet. Once I've learned, there's a couple that I read the rules, but generally I feel like once I've read the rules, I really feel that urge to do it. But I know you play a lot more games than me, so you read a lot more than me.
I do.
Mine was punching. That
punching
was my
out.
Habit. I just punch them out as soon as I get them. I stopped doing that, but used to be.
Yeah, one of them on my list, I think I've read the rules 3 or 4 times, still never played it. So it makes the list for tonight. So I guess that kind of leads into, we picked 3 games each, and I know you sent me your recommendation. I went a little bit off of yours. I said the oldest game that I have not played, the most daunting game, so one that I think has a steep learning curve, something that's going to be hard to actually get it to the table, and then one that I'm most excited to play. Now, this is the one that might come into, well, how long is an appropriate amount of time for it to have arrived and me not playing it. So that's the one I'm kind of up in the air about, but I'm excited to play it. And yeah. I know you had something similar on your 3.
Yeah, that was pretty similar to how I looked at it. I had one category different. So I did the game. I don't know if you did it oldest as in the game time from publishing or the one in your library the longest.
In collection. So
that's what I did as well. So yeah, the one that's been on my shelf the longest. Then I wanted to have an expansion in there because one of the things that I don't know if it happens to you, but it definitely happens to me, is I'll like a base game a lot. And I might pass on 1 or 2 Kickstarters. And then this has happened, not a lot, but a handful of times that I'm like, you know what? We're going all in now, and we'll get the whole complete collection of something, and then it is, you know, 5 to 10 expansions that kind of sit there for a long time. There's one game that I've actually played all the expansions, but anyways, so that's
not a queen game then.
The queen game is the one that got played. That's Fresco.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say, because like Alhambra or whatever has like 40 modules.
Yeah. Yeah, but so it's, yeah, that kind of concept where there's just a bunch of expansions, but really any amount of expansions would fit for me in here.
Okay.
And then the third that I did was most excited to play. This is technically second most excited to play because I double checked with Nicole and we decided that the most excited to play.
Wait, we or her?
No, it was too recent. Too recent of a, like, it hasn't been sitting on the shelf long enough.
Okay, unsettled. I get it.
Yeah. That would go under most daunting.
You think?
Unsettled? I don't know. I don't have my copy, actually.
I don't think it looks that daunting. Well, then again, everything's based off of your own personal preference, right? Something could be daunting to me or not daunting to you or whatever.
Right. That's true. Okay. Yeah. Right.
So the other facet to tell as listeners, the other thing to cover the shelf of shame stuff now, it's sort of like the New Year's resolution. These are three games I hope to play by the end of calendar year 2024. And the beauty is, with February having an extra day, it gives us another day to play these games.
366 this year,
Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, silly leap year.
yeah. Well, what is leap year? Must well, it's Olympics, I guess, right? That's what it means. There's something that happens every leap year that I thought of.
Well, the
Maybe
one I
World
saw,
Cup, but.
I was gonna say the other one I saw was exactly 4 years ago, was the Chiefs and 49ers in the great game. I don't think we're allowed to call it the other thing, but in the big game, and it's the same thing 4 years later, same two teams
Yeah,
in the big
crazy.
game.
Not the same two quarterbacks this time.
No.
Some shuffling of personnel. But yeah, that was a heartbreaker for me to watch the NFC Championship. But
That's a big choke job.
yep. Hard to watch that happen.
Well, I'm gonna let's say disappointment coming off the Detroit Lions performance. I'm gonna segue that awkwardly into the oldest game of mine. And you're not gonna guess it. I don't think I've ever tried to play it with you. Y'all don't own it. But it's a game that's been kind of re-implemented multiple times. There's different companies that have this title, and the game is Evolution. So the original game is designed by, good gracious, Dominic Krapacevic, Dmitry Nor, and Sergey Makin. Yeah,
It's good
sorry,
when
guys.
it's yeah, it's good that I don't know these people, so I can't even
Yeah,
correct you.
I'm sorry, Dominic. That's a heck of a last name, bud. But the first publisher was North Star Games, or like they eventually got the title. That's the one I have. So I have Evolution, I have Oceans, I have. That's the only two I've bought. I didn't
And
dive
you've
any
played
further into
Oceans.
it. Nope.
What? I thought you had played Oceans.
Nope. Its recent Kickstarter came out that
Yeah,
allowed
the
it to be
legendary.
soloable. But
Yeah.
nope, haven't gotten that played. But this is a game I learned multiple times. I've read that rule book like four times. Nope, I've yet to play
Yeah.
it. Veronica looks at it and thinks it's too aggressive. But it's
Yeah.
one of those, it's just the game. Like, I'm not being
Yeah,
aggressive
yeah.
directly to you. It's the game that it's that way. So she hasn't been that interested in playing it. We had a friend, Amy, who used to come over and play games with us. So you played a couple games with her. And I think she would have liked this, and I tried to do it one night, and then she was like, "I'd rather play Dominion." So we played Dominion.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those. I've had it for a while. It looks like a fun game. So what actually is this thing? So the whole purpose is you start off with a little puny animal that doesn't have any skills. You collect skills, but as the animal evolves, maybe it has spikes to prevent it from being attacked. But each attribute that you add to it actually makes, there's a cost associated with it, and that cost is typically food. So as the animal gets bigger, it has gnarly teeth, right? Or whatever it might be. All these different attributes, they have these costs. So you have to make sure you're feeding it. And sometimes that feeding can become food from the center, or it could be attacks to the other players.
Yeah, the
So,
predators.
yeah. And there comes a time that things are going to go extinct, but that's what you're trying to balance. You want something to be strong enough to survive, but not too strong that you can't support it. But at the same time, you also don't want it to be so weak that the food just runs out and that's it. It's gone. So it's a balance between it. Looks interesting. I think I'm going to like it. I just got to find the right person slash time to play it.
Do you have the climate expansion or standalone with climate? Like it's the one with the
Yes.
furry mammoth on it.
Yes to
Yeah.
climate, no to flight or whatever
Oh
the second expansion.
yeah. So we actually do have this, and I have played it. Yeah, and we've played it both like base game and with evolution or climate. I would only play it with climate now. It just makes the game more interesting because then there's the mechanism for generating food is that you discard one of your cards each at the beginning of each round, and then so those cards will also have a temperature indicator on it, so they can so you now you're thinking about two things when you're discarding the food, and instead of just like do I want there to be a bunch of food? It's like, well, I do, but I also want to make it an ice age because that person's going to lose all their animals that can't survive in the cold. Yeah. And so it just adds another interesting element to it. Okay. And yeah, I think for my taste, it's good because, like you said, like the aggression in here feels thematic, and it's not,
yeah.
I mean, yes, you do choose it, but also you don't, because I don't remember what the hand size is, but you kind of just get the cards you get, and like you'd be dumb to not play a predator if no one else has played one. Like, but then again, if everyone's a predator, now you're dumb to become a predator at the same time, because you're going to die out because there's not enough food. So it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
But if it's not soloable too, it for sure takes the right party. Like I think 4 or 5 is really a good size for this, just so that nobody feels singled out. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe this hard. Is an Origins game.
Yeah, I'd do it. All right. So this is the one that was on your shelf longest, right?
Yeah.
All right. So then I'll do mine that's on the shelf the longest. I don't know if you'll know it. It's fine. So this was part of, I think, Christmas 2020 or 2019. No, it had been Christmas 2019. I gave Nicole a set of games in like the first day of Christmas. I don't even remember the whole thing, but the fifth day of Christmas was 5 Uves. So she got 5 Uwe Rosenberg games.
Okay.
So the one left that we haven't played is Nusfjord. We didn't get the one that you like, the Viking one. Or did like, at least. A Feast for Odin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get that at that time. But anyways, so Nusfjord is thematically, there's big air quotes there, fishing village, kind of in the style of a lot of Uwe games, where it's worker placement, and the worker spots kind of evolve throughout the game. There's I think a set of I'll just pull up the pictures. It's like 6 cards that are the worker locations, and they get revealed throughout the game or something like that. So it evolves, and if you've played Agricola or Lahav, basically any of his games, they all have a similar flair to them. I think. I mean, there's definitely twists on the worker placement mechanism. And this is a typical resource management type game. I think what has kept this on the shelf the longest is that the theme is probably the least interesting to us of all the Uwes that we have. We had Lo Yang, Caverna, I don't remember. Two mower.
And they all bleed together.
Glass Road was one of them.
Yep.
I liked Glass Road. I don't remember how.
I was going to say this. I'm just looking at the pictures. This is actually giving me some Glass Road feel with the cards, as well as with the forest that take up your player board that you would have to clear in order to put more buildings down.
Yeah, and I think every Uwe game has some similar feel. Oh, Rakeholt was the other one. That one we actually got rid of, I think. But Rakeholt felt like that's not what this is about. It was like a light Lo Yang, and we love Lo Yang. So.
Okay.
So this one may or may not be a keeper, but just kind of exploring the Uwe realm.
Plus, you've already punched it, so might as well play it.
Might as well play it at this point.
Yeah. It's a one that I would not play. I don't like Uwe Rosenberg. Like, I've learned, I just don't care for his games.
Yeah.
Feast for Odin was fantastic, and that's it.
And that one feels like it's probably the most going... It has the most going on, and is also, therefore, the most different.
Yeah. I think that's what helps it the most.
Yeah, right.
That and... His before he started doing these polyomino or these other bigger games is Bonanza. I like Bonanza.
Oh yeah, we played base Bonanza, but we played it as 2 player. I thought people said you can't play it two player, but it had rules in the box.
There's a variant in there for it, but they specifically came out with a Bonanza Duel, which is what we own that we love.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. News forward. I said that's not going to get played at Origin. Sorry. not
no worries. That'll get played here. My goal is to have these played before we leave Boise.
So. Okay. Well, we'll have to hear it on the podcast. All right. So that leads into what I've categorized as my most daunting game to learn, or something that it's been sitting there. I just haven't had a lot. Maybe I don't have the energy to play it. Maybe something has scratched an itch differently. I forgot what we said last time.
Yeah. You're trying to set me up. I'm not falling for that trap.
I am. So this game is actually ranked 110th overall on Board Game Geek.
Oh, I shouldn't have looked it up.
Has a famous intellectual property associated with it. In fact, one that I very much enjoy.
Oh, it's got to be Marvel then. Or
it is not. So while you look it up.
Oh, is it the War of the Ring?
Sort of. It's Lord of the Rings, Journey in Middle-Earth.
Yeah.
So this is designed by Nathan Hajek and Grace Holdinghouse, published by Fantasy Flight Games. Now, it's a big game. It's a sprawling campaign-style game. The thing that attracted me to it was the fact that you had a great intellectual property. I love Lord of the Rings. This was allowing you to be one of the characters as you develop through, and it includes an app to streamline the process. That's actually one of the things that made Gloomhaven so good for me, is the app integration that somebody built for Gloomhaven made it easy, so I didn't have to have it such a big table hog. Well, this line of games, this game, Descent, what's the
Mansions
other one?
Mansions of Madness. Yeah.
All of these games utilize the app and integrate it smoothly and seamlessly. So it should be great to learn it. The problem is, from what I heard, was the game, one is like brutal. One of them is like it's more of a puzzle and doesn't allow you to explore the world as much. And then it wasn't until like within the last year, maybe year and a half, the designers came out and said, "Hey, we heard your feedback. We designed this mode. And it's more of a explore mode instead of a puzzle-only way to play the game." So that intrigued me. The problem is, when you have a game on your shelf for as long as this has been there, and you introduce that so late, I'm now less inclined to go play that because it's just kind of sitting there. So that's why I thought I would pick this one as daunting, because I've had it. I think I have an insert for it to help set it. I got everything. I should succeed at playing this game. There's no reason it's holding me back at this point, except I think it's still daunting. I'm just going to learn it.
Yeah. That's the hard thing when once you have that mental block there, like whether it's daunting or not, right? You're just like, "Oh, this is going to be so hard."
I feel like some of the stuff, because I learn games by watching videos, then I read the rule book, and then I play the game. I think some problem with this, though, is there hasn't been a lot of updated videos that talk about that explore mode that they just came out with. So as a result, I'll be watching old videos, and it's not how I'm going to learn the game really well, compared to if a new game came out, like a new, what was that one? I forgot the name of the one I just sent you. I mean, Unsettled would fit it too. Something that's maybe it takes the same amount of time to play the game, but there's enough videos out there, and the videos are new and they're up to date, that they won't feel as daunting.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what was this, 2019 or something? It was before COVID, I think.
2019. Yep.
Yeah.
It was one of the first ones I purchased, because I was like, "Oh, Fantasy Flight, this is great." Yeah. I think I picked it up from One Eye Jack's Markdown and all this stuff. Like, everything was set up. I had plenty of time during the pandemic to play, and I still didn't play it.
If you bring this to Origin, you're not bringing anything. If we find this at Origins, I would play this if they have it in the library, for sure. Because this is, it's not going to be the same as Mansions of Madness, but I really like, it's built on those bones, I think. I really like that system.
Mansions of Madness, I don't want to play anymore, because I played Cthulhu Death May Die. And I feel like that is what I want. It's just a random stupid dice chucker with humor and has a good time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to play any other dungeon crawl Cthulhu-based game like that, like Mansions of Madness, because I'm comparing to Cthulhu Death May Die. That's my favorite. I'm not going to play anything else. This one doesn't have a comparison. There's nothing that replaces it, that
That
fills
does
that
something,
hole.
yeah. Yeah.
Yes! Got it!
You were gonna get there.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right. Well, for daunting then I'll use my big box expansion here. So the one that I've settled on, that I'm actually really excited to play as well.
That you settled on or Nicole?
No, this is one that I picked. This is not
Oh,
the one
okay.
that this is not
Oh.
the one that went to number two.
She let you pick it. Okay,
Yeah,
got it.
yeah, yeah. I was allowed to pick this. This is Everdell, the Complete Collection.
Ooh.
So this is published by Starling Games, designed by James Wilson. And I don't know. I tried to go through them all ahead of time, but I feel like I've missed one. I have five expansions up right now. I think there's six or seven.
Is it?
But Pearlbrook,
Let's
Spirecrest, Belfair, New Leaf, Mistwood.
That's it.
There's no other ones.
Yeah, because Mistwood and I'm trying to think.
New Leaf
Mistwood
came
and New
together.
Leaf were the came together in the last expansion or in
And
the
I think
last
Sp and
Kickstarter.
Spirecrest and Belfair came together as well, I think.
Pearlbrook
Yes, Pearlbrook is
was separate. So yeah,
yeah.
I think it's only five.
Okay. Yeah,
Well,
so
anyways, what's Everdell?
yeah. So Everdell is a worker placement tableau builder, basically. So you have these, you represent kind of one species, little critter species, like mice, hedgehogs. In the big box, it comes with player powers. I don't know which expansion that came with, but there's
I don't
player
know.
powers. So you can, I think there's over a dozen special player powers you can randomly get. And then those go with each meeple set. So, like, you can be the critters
Yeah.
that you are. And so you're building up a little section of the town that is a 3x5 grid, and that's represented by cards. So you'll send your workers out to get resources, and then you can play cards from your hand, paying resources, or there's an area called the meadow that has, I think, eight cards, something like that, where
Yeah.
you can just buy cards right from the meadow. And so that's basically a shared open face deck, like a river. And then you do those different actions to draw cards, get resources. There's, I think, four random spots. And then there's a couple different things that let you score differently each game. So there's different targets to achieve. We
Yeah.
did actually just play the base game this past
Okay.
week, and I
For the
am
first time ever, base game.
Yes. So,
Oh,
well, I played it
together,
with you.
because
I played
yeah,
it
I was
with
gonna say
you.
you and I played
Yeah,
it.
yeah, yeah. I played it with you, and that was while the collector's edition was on Kickstarter or GameFound,
Okay.
whatever it was on. So that was how I determined, yep, we want to get this.
Okay.
And then it's just been sitting there for probably around a year since it's been delivered.
I mean, that box weighs as much as
It's
Nicole.
huge. It's huge. And I mean, even like unpacking everything to find it, I was like, oh my God,
I mean, 4 hours to put the stickers on the darn
yeah.
things.
Oh, we didn't do that. There's no stickers.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, they're not getting thrown out. Someday we might put them on as we're
Someday
playing
my
or
prince will
something.
come. Got it! Another one of our lines.
We can't have every line.
Yes, we can. It's
It's
our
not trademark. It's
podcast.
not trademark.
It's not.
Yeah, so this game, like, the theme, I think, is what really sells it. As just it's so calming, and I don't know, it takes me back to like Little Bear. I don't know if you watched that growing up, but
Course, Little Bear, Franklin.
it's got that vibe,
Those
that
were
Little Bear Franklin
OG.
vibe. Yeah, so it's just really comforting and easygoing. And it has, I think, so it has interaction that's positive rather than negative. So it's an interactive game, but in a way that's like you are choosing to give someone else something. In a two-player game, you're never going to choose that, but in a three, four, five player game, maybe. But
Yeah, it's good.
So this one is mostly just sitting, or was sitting daunting because of its big box, and it's not a hard game to learn. But
no.
And then now that we've played it, I think we have kind of some momentum, hopefully, to bring it out once a week or something and just add an expansion or play it with a couple expansions over and over. But so specifically, my goal is all five of these expansions.
Okay, that's impressive. Yeah, I would push you or motivate you to do something like what we're doing. Now we're doing a game once a week, and we would play multiple different expansions or different kind of parts of it over the course of that week. Now, obviously, doing it over a week with three kids, that's harder. But try to set yourself, hey, over the course of the next 3 weeks, we're going to play all these expansions. We will get it done. And just kind of mandate that.
Rather than, just letting it be like, oh, well, we just played it 2 months ago. And
For sure. We leave that game downstairs here. So that way it's out. We'll play it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right. I think you'll like it. I actually haven't played any of the expansions. I've only played base game, but I've played it 8 times, something like that now. It's good.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of saved the best for last. What's a game that we're most looking forward to play? Now, for me, this is why I thought Unsettled would have been on your list. I didn't want to pick Unsettled because that one technically was fulfilled about 45 days ago or so, and I just got the upgrade, that new board or whatever that they had to reprint. They just delivered that Friday.
Did you get yours in the first wave then?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, so I didn't. I was second wave only, and mine actually wasn't delivered yet.
Oh, gotcha.
So I'm part of the stragglers.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, same company though. So this is Vindication.
Oh, Vindication.
Orange W game. Well, I mean, I thought thematically having a game called Vindication on my shelf of shame was perfect, right? So this one is designed by Mark Niedelager. Let's do that because I'm not going to try to repronounce that because I might not be kosher. But this is a fantastic game. Tom Vassell raved about it for the longest time. It is the most thematic Euro resource management game you've ever seen. And that's the biggest lie ever. This is a cube pusher where you move point A to point B. You collect cubes. You turn cubes in for other cubes and whatnot. The actual theme is you're wretched, you're unworthy, and it's your mission to explore this island, to interact with people. You have a little bit of decision space of how you want to interact with those people. If you want to stay a miserable slob or you eventually become exalted or reclaimed. I can't remember the exact word they use, but essentially you go from scum to hero and it's your story along the way in a Euro based game that has no story. I don't know. It looks fun. I'll probably play this within the next couple of months. And I don't know. It looks solid. I think Orange Nebula puts out a good product from what I've seen. I've never played any of their games, but this is their flagship for a reason.
Orange Nebula puts out great games from what I've seen. I've never played any.
I love it. That's honest. I mean, I've seen this. Dice Tower raves about it.
Yeah. They do seem really good. Vindication, I think, seemed, if I remember correctly, that one seemed like it was going to be better solo than, or no, that one's not soloable, is that? Or it wasn't originally? I don't remember. There was some reason I didn't want that one, and I just went with Unsettled.
So, this says here, game came out in 2018, it is 2 to 5 players, so some expansion must have offered it to Ben Solo. Yeah. There was one. Oh, there's too many to count. They keep producing all these promo cards.
There's like,
it looks like there were like 3 expansions.
Okay.
I don't know. It comes in a big box. This box is organized. It's not massive. It's like half the size of Everdell. I'll play it.
Yeah. man, I'm pretty sure you're the one who convinced me to get Everdell. So yeah.
I like it. It used to be in my top 10 at one point. At some point during this podcast. I mean, I never mentioned it on the podcast in the top 10, but it was there for a hot minute and just fell off.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
All right. So my second most exciting game that I'm looking forward to, which was what I wanted to do the whole time as my category.
Oh, of course. She's right beside you, isn't she?
So the honorable mention for the most most excited is Endless Winter, but that we haven't had it that long, so felt
really
well. We didn't pledge it or anything. Like okay. I just have a retail copy.
Gotcha.
So
peasant copy.
Yeah, peasant copy. So the one that did make it, which is. I don't know if it's Brado's first run through. Sorry to name drop a different podcast, but that is how we heard about it. It's definitely one of his earliest ones. And that is Preda Porter, published now by Portal Games, designed by Ignacy Trevicek and Peter Hroszczyk. It's basically an economic game set in the world of fashion, which is kind of, when it came out, was really ahead of its time, because this is the fourth edition, is what I have. I think it might be third edition, it's third or fourth, but the original game came out in 2010, when basically everything was trading in the Mediterranean or somehow related to Europe. Like a Euro game literally meant just Euro, set in Europe. But this is kind of, you're running a fashion department or a fashion company. And it takes place over weeks, and you're getting ready for fashion shows. So, I mean, the theme, as far as being in the fashion industry, is whatever to me. It's interesting because it's different. But the idea of, like, the economic games of running a business, that's usually appealing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this is one that we're really excited to get to the table and just... I don't know why it hasn't ever come out. I think it's kind of the daunting aspect of it that it's on the heavier side of, or at least we thought it was on the heavier side, because we don't play a lot of economic games as two player, just the two of us. So I really liked what's the Splatter Games one. It's like a franchise or something. Yeah, food. Oh, I love Food Chain Magnet, but not top 10 love, apparently. So I've only played it once, and it that was really fun. I love, like I said, those like business simulation economic things are fun to me.
So let me postulate two things, a reason it's been on the shelf. One, it's a Portal game. Portal is historically known to have horrendous rule books. And two, and some of it could very well be the translation, right? Because they're in Poland.
Yeah.
And like, there could be that. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's always a barrier. And just like the barrier other ways, right? American trying to translate, or English trying to translate into other languages. The other one is just what you just said, I think is the fashion. Yeah. You would rather, there's something appealing about food, running a restaurant, or... Smartphone Inc.
Yeah.
From
they just connect more
Arcane Wonders. Yeah, something that you're more related to. Yeah. You're not a big fashion guy. I'm looking at you. You're not big in fashion.
What do you mean? I got our sponsor Roback again.
Yeah, the official unofficial. Not tonight is Drayson. Get those wolves.
Yeah.
Ho ho.
Do they work the same way? Can you enter your email address to get 10% off?
No, these are just full retail.
Oh, you have to pay full price. Not like Roback.
Yeah, or 20% for military.
Yeah. Oh, man. I think the rule book is not it, because I haven't read the rule book. I think the theme might be the reason that it's been held back. And then kind of what... I didn't finish my thoughts on the Splatter Games thing. Nicole hated the... she hated that game.
She has good taste.
So I think there's a balance of it being an economic business simulation is very appealing to me. And then just like hearing Rado rave about it on his show lots of times, over the course of history, kind of drove us to really want it, and just has never made it. And I think there's also this weird element to me. So there's another game. It's not open. It's packed. It just never got unpacked when we got here. Murano. I don't know if you've heard of that game. Mm-hmm. That's by Marcus and Inka Brandt, and that is the first video that I ever watched of Rado, and I am not playing it now at this point because I fear that it's not going to be good. And it's, I have all this nostalgia built up on this this game that I'm thinking is going to be great. And I mean, time does that to games, though, right? Like Bret a Porter was a 2010 game. So,
just looking at this, I would rather play Murano than Bret a Porter.
Yeah. Well, you don't know which version you're looking at, though, in any of these pictures.
I don't. Some of these are quite old pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they all, oddly, they all share one page. So Portal games must have all of the editions.
Interesting.
Right.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, it's a Ignacy Cevicek design, yeah, and that's his company.
Yeah.
He's not going to sell that off to anybody.
I guess looking at it, it does look like the art hasn't changed that much. So,
all right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not, it's a Euro economic thing. It's not about, well, you would think, I guess, though, with the fashion being the
thing, I mean, that's what
the
makes
thing
it
that
unique.
Art would make. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, so we'll see. We'll let you know.
Yeah. Something we thought of doing something. This is more to challenge ourselves, and hopefully we'll be able to come out on the other side to showcase some of these games and a rapid fire roundup or something like that. We haven't come up with a name of our review. I liked our others. The ketchup, the podcast ketchup, relish. That was the last one, man. Before we said adios was the podcast relish.
Podcast relish.
And then peace.
So I think on that topic, I don't use Spotify, I use Apple, so I don't know. Were you able to see polls and stuff? I added a few new things to try and...
I have not. Trying to see if our listeners can be more engaged
to interact
with us.
Yeah, since the only way to interact with us is to listen to Meeple Night podcast. I put up a poll and a question.
Oh, that's new. I see it.
Yeah. So if you are interested in interacting, you can message, I think, through that as well.
Just get Jeff on already. Can I vote for that one?
You can vote for whatever you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, so
you're in.
I have an idea, or it gives us an idea of what you guys want to listen to as we kind of try and figure out exactly what format we want to do.
Idiots talking about games.
Yep. So I think next week, what's the plan for, or not next week, right. Whatever, next show.
No. Well, maybe we'll do games we played.
Yeah. Okay.
And that way, we'll give our listeners a chance. At some point, we will review a game again. It's just one of those, we used to do them every 2 weeks. Our lifestyle can't pull that off between kids, jobs, tax season. I don't know what else. Sponsors.
Yeah, sponsors. I mean, just, you know, getting those sponsors to accept emails and set up military discounts has been really... really a struggle. That's basically what I've done for the last 2 years.
Well, tonight's sponsor on my end is tequila. 100% agave.
Oh, mine is decaf coffee. So, brought to you by Perk Coffee, which could also be an unofficial sponsor. They do pay me, so.
There you go. Until they hear this podcast. Yeah. And they're really good. Nope. That's the axe.
This is what garbage you put out in your free time.
They're going to give you more work to make sure you don't have any free time.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, listeners, you've enjoyed this. Again, this is our new take on Meeple Night. We've tried to make it kind of that fun, interactive banter that we both thought we excelled at without making it too long or daunting. We wanted to make sure we checked off all the boxes, filled all the holes, scratched all the itches, and whatever the heck Peter said last week.
Did all the sayings, yeah.
Tickle all the, I don't, there was something stupid we said last time. But again, just give us feedback. We're here to have a good time between each other, but at the same time, fill us in. If there's anything you want to hear, be a part of, we're all ears.
And I do still have the meeplenightpodcast@gmail.com. I do still have that linked. So
Nice.
you can email us there and I will interact with that. But I don't
Nice.
know if the Instagram or Facebook is actually active.
The Instagram is not. I
Yeah.
might actually migrate that. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I
Yeah.
might do something. I don't know. We
I
can't figure
don't
out what we're
yeah.
doing.
I don't check Facebook anymore, so I don't I'm sure the group is technically still there,
Maybe.
but you know.
It is all good. Well, thanks for listening, and we will see everybody in a fortnight.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Good
Good
night.
night.
And farewell? I don't remember.
Good luck
That's
and
your saying.
farewell.
That's your saying.
I know, but it's Jesus.
Good night and adios.
Adios.
Oh man, we'll
Jesus.
get take two. Just kidding.
No, we
All
don't do that
right.
anymore.
Thanks for listening to Meeple Night. Today's episode was recorded on February 1st, 2024, and uploaded using Riverside FM and Anchor. Our theme music is All Night by Declan DP, provided by Audio Library Plus, which provides free and safe music for content creators. For all the latest from Meeple Night, email us at meeplenightpodcast@gmail.com or respond to our polls. We'll be back when we're back. So until then, dream a little dream of games.